Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what happens when an individual gets a message from his grandfather after the funeral?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. And if you like the show, become a premium subscriber and sign up for that at Apple Podcasts on our page there. Get access to our episodes ad-free and in advance, as well as bonus episodes of the show and the archive. It's all there for you to binge away on. Patreon.com/realghoststories. Another place to do it. Or ghostpodcast.com. It's Tony and Carol Hughes with you on this edition of the program. Let's jump right into that phone call. I'm curious about the message that came from the grave after the funeral.
Joe from California, longtime listener of your show. Love it. I'm all into the, you know, spooky ghost stuff. She's not so much because she thinks I'm opening myself up to something, but I feel like the doors have been open for a while. Got a few stories, but the one I wanted to share was happened to me when I was very young. I want to say maybe 6, 7, maybe 8 years old at the most. My grandfather on my father's side passed away. He was asthmatic and, you know, just he was older, 80s, 85, 86, I think he was. But I was all real close with him. He was basically like my hero, you know. We did everything with him, went everywhere with him. They lived in Iowa, so we would go down there for every Christmas and for summers and whatnot. But I remember the day he passed, you know, I was explaining, you know, grandfather died and we're going to go to the funeral, which I understood what was going on, but for whatever reason, it just didn't make me sad. Maybe I didn't understand the concept of death at the time. I'm not sure. But I specifically remember at the funeral, you know, playing with my new Game Boy with my cousin and not really feeling like bad about any of the fact that my grandfather had passed away. My dad's family was really big. They had 15 kids. I think 2 died kind of early on, so it was 13 brothers and sisters. So there were always a ton of grandkids and, you know, cousins and people at the house where my grandmother and grandfather lived, their last house. And I remember after the funeral, I had gone upstairs to the room where I stayed when we came to have our winter vacations and whatnot. And I had always wanted, surprisingly enough, bunk bed growing up, but I never had any reason for one because I didn't have a sister or brothers or anything like that. One sister 10 years later. But we had this bunk bed in that room for cousins. My cousins would come over before I was in town. We would all stay there, you know, and stay up and play or whatever. So after the funeral, you know, it was middle of the day, nice day, the whole family's over, everybody was downstairs kind of talking and eating, you know, just kind of reminiscing, making sure my grandmother was okay. And I remember very specifically being upstairs by myself in the room, sitting kind of under the window, playing, of all things, Hi-Ho Cheerio by myself, which is such an old game, and it's not a game you can play by yourself, so I really don't know what I was doing, but I remember getting this kind of strange feeling and looking up and seeing my grandfather standing there under the window, you know, just very plainly. I remember him having kind of like a glow he was. It almost just, it just seemed like he was standing in the sunlight of the window. So it didn't strike me as strange. Although I do remember thinking at the time, like, oh, that's strange. I thought you were, you know, I wasn't going to see you anymore. And he looked at me and he was wearing the same thing he always did. Brown slacks, you know, his dress shoes, brown dress shoes, green cardigan that were mine, your Mr. Rogers. He was very, you know, my dad was born in 1930, so you can imagine how old my grandfather was and where, how he came from. But he was just very calm, and he didn't seem upset or anything. And I had just asked him, like, what are you doing here? And he looked at me, and he said, I want you to tell everybody and your grandmother that everything's going to be okay, everything's fine, and that your grandmother will be joining me soon. And that was it. And he left. He disappeared. He just wasn't there anymore. And it's kind of strange because I remember the beginning of the event and, like, you know, the middle of the event, but I don't really remember him leaving or disappearing. Like, I don't remember realizing, like, oh, wow, he was there and now he's not. He didn't walk out of the room. He just wasn't there anymore. But I remember very specifically going downstairs, and I stopped when I got to the bottom of the stairs because I started to think about kind of what had happened, maybe. And it was kind of like, maybe, you know, kind of realize, like, oh, wow, I just saw somebody that not alive anymore. And I stopped. I didn't say anything, and I kind of was just standing there, and I think my grandmother or maybe my mother noticed me, and she's like, you know, asked me, are you okay? And my grandmother, out of nowhere, said, no, he's got something to tell us. Let him come. And I walked over to her and very calmly told her what happened and told her what he said, which, of course, everybody in the room lost it when I said that my grandmother would be joining him soon, because of course they thought that meant that she was going to die soon. Why would I say this? And I think every member of the family asked me to repeat the story, and I did verbatim every time. It hasn't changed. It's still fresh in my mind like it happened yesterday. And that was kind of it. And my grandmother, strangely enough, was the only person who, I won't say believed me, but was okay with what I told her. She didn't seem to be bothered by it. She didn't seem to be upset by it. My dad's family was always very religious. They were Christian. You know, we went to church every Sunday, and they were big prayers, and they would have family prayers. And it was always kind of known that, you know, there's something else, but I was never raised to kind of, I don't know, believe in supernatural things or anything that was talked about in that fashion. It was always based on religion or the Bible. Whatnot, but this, I didn't get any of that kind of feeling from this. This was simply my grandfather showed up, told me something, and told me to go tell everyone. And the odd thing about it is my grandmother, I think she was 102 when she passed, and he was, like I said, in his 80s. So it was a good, you know, 10, 20 years later before my grandmother actually did pass away. So I don't know, maybe the time frame for someone who's already gone is different. Maybe time is irrelevant. I'm not really sure about that one, because that was always kind of confusing to me. But it was not a bad feeling. It was a very good feeling. Like I said, he was my best friend. I mean, smartest guy I knew, great writer, always kind of modeled myself after him. I just wanted to know kind of what you thought about that. I've listened to your show many times, and I've heard similar stories, so I figured maybe it's not that strange. Hopefully you can use it for your show. And like I said, wife and I love the show. We listen to it all the time. But anyway, have a good one. Thanks.
Thanks for sharing your story with us. Thoughts on that?
You know, I think that is a great story. Mm-hmm. And I think that when someone dies, they can easier get to the kids than get to the adults. I don't know. I think that connection between those two worlds with the kids is easier than getting through to a person, because an adult, because there's like, that can't be happening. There's no way that would ever happen. And a kid's like, oh, grandpa. And sure. So I love that he gave him a message to tell everybody else. But I feel kind of bad, because then, you know, the skepticism the poor kid got, or the that didn't happen sort of conversations. But I love that the grandma was wide open to it.
Yeah, I do too. I thought it was a really neat story that he was able to get some validation as well for an experience that otherwise a kid be leaving you going, what just happened here?
And we've talked about this before. And in fact, Kathy and I, in another episode just this last week, we were talking about it because that happened to my nephew when my dad died.
Yeah.
Started seeing my dad and having conversations with him and knowing information he shouldn't have known. And you know, it's as if my dad was right there. And Chris was having this conversation, and it went on for weeks, I think. I don't remember how long it, but it was more than just once. But Chris would just tell us what, like, well, he told me to tell you blah, 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 whatever it might be. And it was the weirdest thing, but at the same time, it was kind of beautiful.
Uh-huh.
So we didn't shut it down at all.
Sure.
But I think often people are like, you want to explain it to your kid. No, you didn't see grandpa. You just think you did because you see grandpa's dead. And so why not just be open to it and let the kid come and tell you what he or she saw.
Yeah.
Or heard or, and like that, I think's wonderful that, you know, it's like maybe no one else was able to pick up on him. So he had to go to him. He said they were really close. Mm-hmm. And he saw him just dressed like he normally would be dressed. And there he is. And for a kid, that's like, but wait, I'm confused because I thought I wasn't seeing you anymore, but here you are.
Well, and we, you know, as parents, you're like, no, that's not possible or this or that. And then a kid, oh, well, maybe I always love that you're seeing things. Like, really? Yeah. What other time in my life was I seeing things? You know? It's like, that's not something that happens. I'm not delusional.
But I think if your kid comes to you and says that they saw your loved one, I would sit down and have that conversation. Yep. Like, what did you see? What did he say?
You may be surprised what you find out. Thank you.
Exactly. Because it was a beautiful conversation they had with a message.
Thank you for sharing that story with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Of course, you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. We'd love to hear from you. If you want an ad-free experience, sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can get a premium subscription right there. Get access to everything ad-free and in advance. Go check that out. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
By law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.